Hello, Kyle.
You know, I did not know this till I went over the viaduct here, the Center Street Viaduct, and I saw the sign, you know, the electronic sign, and it said February is Cancer Awareness Month. I forgot about it. I did not realize it. I kind of appreciated that little reminder, and you are here to remind us, you know, to get checked, to get screened, right?
Yes. You know, that sign, I do appreciate the whoever runs or owns that sign. They do some good, like, general public health awareness things. So I do enjoy when they remind everybody. So, yeah, we're talking about some prevention tips, you know, Cancer Awareness Month, talking about all the cancers, not just, you know, the ones that we think about on the daily, like, or in certain months, especially like October when we talk about breast cancer and things like that. But overall prevention topics, especially when we're talking about cancer awareness in general. So there are some websites say 6, some say 7, you know, some say 5. It kind of depends. But, you know, there are some things that you can do to reduce your risk of getting cancer. So, you know, some of the things, especially like for skin cancer, is sun safety. You know, but a lot of people do not think or take skin cancer as seriously as it is, but, you know, so it sneaks up on you. So making sure you protect yourself, especially as we get, you know, here, hopefully soon, spring into summer, making sure you use that sunscreen and protect yourself from UV exposure. As well as there are some things like vaccines. So, you know, preventing HPV, so the HPV vaccine is very important, helps reduce cervical cancer or the risk of cervical cancer down, and as well as, you know, the Hep B vaccine, and then also, you know, getting screened for early detection.
You know, I was thinking, you know, when you get to a certain age, there are age, I would call them benchmarks for health, right? You get to a certain age, colorectal cancer, we just heard about James Vanderbeek passing away yesterday. From Dawson's Creek, a pretty well-known actor who's had a really tough go of it, unfortunately passing away. But we are seeing colorectal cancer cases rise in younger people. And I know that the CDC and a lot of doctors are saying, hey, you know, 50 used to be the mark, but we want you to come in maybe in your 40s.
Yeah, exactly. Early detection, it, you know, helps you have a better outcome in many, many cancers. So if you feel off, you know, never, you're your biggest advocate for getting those things checked out. So go talk to your doctor, and maybe if you feel as though that wasn't the answer and you still feel like something's off, go get a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you need to advocate for yourself, right?
Exactly. And, you know, things like, even, you know, you don't start getting mammograms for breast cancer until, you know, you're older. But, you know, you can start screening yourself and make sure that everything is normal. And, you know, it's your own body, so you want to make sure that everything how it should be and nothing is abnormal.
Right. So. Most definitely. Yeah. If anything seems a little off, be sure to maybe go to the doctor and say, hey, what is this? This wasn't here before. I don't know what this is. Can you help me out? A lot of times turns out to be nothing, right?
Right, exactly. You'd rather have even like those, like I said, we were talking about skin cancer, even if you're like, hey, this mole or, you know, this spot looks a little weird, you'd rather have someone tell you, yeah, you've nothing to worry about than say, like, then wait too long and it be a big issue. So,
yeah, Cancer Awareness Month. Be sure if you have any questions, go see your medical provider. Want to make sure that, you know, we nip this early, whatever it happens to be. If you could get it early, a lot of times the success rate of actually conquering whatever type of cancer it is, the earlier the better.